If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, the smoothest show on internet radio. Your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. It is Tuesday, August 25th, 2015. Welcome to the show. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com. Click on Nicholas Cole's Night Sessions picture. That will bring you into the show page. Below that is the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485. 646-716-5485. Welcome to the chat room, guests and Ollie J. Thank you for hanging out and hanging on. We had some sound issues a little bit earlier, but now everything seems to be cleared up. So let me go ahead and introduce my guests. We first met Nicholas Cole when his debut CD, A Journey of One, was released. He was only 16 on the cover. Three CDs later, he has written, produced, or co-produced for Brian Simpson on his Just What You Need CD and Steve Cole's Pulse CD. Nicholas' third and new release is called Night Sessions, and let me tell you, you do not want to sleep on this CD. You definitely have to go and get it. Nicholas Cole, welcome back.
Hey, Terry, how are you?
Oh, I'm so happy to hear your voice. How you doing?
I'm great. Just, you know, living life, playing a lot of music, so life is good. Can't complain.
Well, good, good. So now we have a couple of callers on the phone. Dr. Cal is on the line, and also Wanda. Welcome, and thank you both for holding.
Of course.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all. Right, so how y'all doing?
Well, you know I'm all right, brother. You know how I feel about you. You're my son. I'm adopted to you already, and I'm just thanking God that you're out there with your new night sessions. I mean, I knew you were dangerous from the time I heard your first tune, bro. But the whole idea is this, that I've been following you also in the concert tours and stuff you've been doing with Generation Next. You don't even, brother, you don't even have a clue of where you headed, man. You're going to be a household name before you even know it. They're going to be.
I think he already is.
I could see him collecting the Grammy New Jazz Artist of the Year, you know.
Oh, wow. God is good, man.
And yeah, but then when he gets big, you better not forget me, Nick or Russ. I'm like, really? Oh, I should know. It's not my show, but I'll get you. Anyway,
Thank you, man. Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you for all the prayers and everything.
Here's what it's called. I got to get off the phone, but I wanted to say thank you. I waited up because you know I don't do this ever. This is my first call in, right? But it's for you, right? So you know it's a special thing. And, you know, I love you. And you stay in love with the Lord. And I'm going to keep praying for you, Wanda. God bless you. And you take care. And thank you for letting me come on your show. And that's
supporting
each
other.
Okay?
Thank you.
Nick, love you. Got to go. But stay strong, brother.
Oh,
thank
love you,
Dr.
too,
Callen.
Man. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, but of course.
Yeah.
Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. So, Wanda, don't you go anywhere. Okay, we're going to talk to Nicholas for a little bit first. The first thing, Nicholas, I want to tell you, and I posted this on Facebook about this CD. The first thing that I noticed when I was listening to it is the horn section.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you have a killer horn section on this CD. So can we just start there first and tell us about the horn players and the arrangements and all of that?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, growing up, I grew up in the church. So, you know, the music in the gospel music industry has changed so much over the years. A lot of, you know, growing up, you know, in the 90s, we had, organ, guitar, bass, drums, piano. Those were like your primary instruments that you heard in gospel. And over the years, it has morphed into many different things, synth sounds, horns, electric guitar. So I'm the kind of guy, I still go out and buy CDs. I'm 22 years old, and I still buy CDs. So a lot of times I'm always checking the credits to see, you know, who's doing what on a lot of CDs. So a lot of gospel records that I, you know, have been picking up now in the past 10 years, I keep seeing this guy that's doing the horn arrangements named Phil Lasseter. I'm like, man, who is this guy? You know, when I first heard him and, you know, come to find out, I mean, this guy has work with, I mean, pretty much everybody in the gospel industry and, you know, R&B, jazz. I mean, Phil has worked with everybody, and he's actually Prince's horn arranger. So I hit Phil up through Facebook, and I was like, yo, you know, I would love to make some music with you, man. You know, are you down? Can we make it happen? And Phil hit me back. He's like, yeah, let's do it, man. You know, send me some stuff, and, you know, let's get it going. And when I finally got the horn section back from him, I was blown away. Like, I was like, hollering all over the house at how good it sounded, you know, because I was like a kid in a candy store. And I had always wanted to, you know, do some music with horns and, you know, start making that a part of, like, my, you know, everyday production. So I was just very excited to have him a part of it. And, you know, he uses two sax players. On the first song on the album, Marianne, he used a guy named Doug DeHaze. And on the other songs with horns, he used a guy named Tyler Summers. And the two of them, they did all of that, and Phil arranged it.
Oh, my gosh. It is absolutely so good. I remember on Endless Possibilities, you had Steve-O on that one.
Yeah, I had Steve on
there. Yeah, that was really nice, too. That was nice as well.
And he's also a great horn arranger. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. All right, so why did you call it Night Sessions? Were you up all night with this one?
You know what? I was. That's the exact reason why I called it Night Sessions. I found myself coming up with, you know, a lot of my best ideas, like, really late at night. It's like I could work all day trying to come up with music for the album, and a lot of the sessions end up happening at nighttime. And it's like I could just get in my mood when I was drinking, like, decaf coffee and with the lights dim and, you know, it's dark outside and the stars are shining. And, you know, it's just that's how I could get in my mood for this record. You know, it didn't really happen that way for the last two records. I could just, you know, I was coming up with, you know, stuff at whatever time. But it's like I really got in my mood to write and produce and arrange a lot of this music at nighttime. So I was like, yo, I'm going to call this record Night Session. And that's how that came about.
Now, the photo shoot for this CD, you and this in the suit, this suit and hat and the suitcase, really like this photo shoot. What was the story behind that?
Well, a lot of the music on the album, I would like to think, is retro. At least half of the album is kind of like a retro type style. You know, you hear a little bit of, you know, Prince in there, a little bit of Earth, Wind & Fire, Stevie Wonder. So, you know, coming up in the 70s and 80s, you know, the time of vinyl records, I wanted to do a photo shoot with me sitting kind of like in the middle, surrounded by just vinyl records. And I asked my photographer, I said, where can we go to make this happen? And he was like, man, I got the perfect spot. And he took me to the spot, and I swear there were like, it seemed like 10,000 vinyl records just everywhere. And it was just the perfect location to do the photo shoot. And even the colors that were in the shoot, I mean, they just brought the music to life. It's like when you look at the cover while you're listening to music, it's like it just kind of fits right in. So, that's how the idea came about.
Okay, Stevie Wonder's the Key of Life is very prominent in your hands.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
And look, he's
one of my biggest inspirations.
Okay, all right, and you got it going on here with this suit, but no socks and these shoes and everything. I swear, you're looking rather dapper there.
Oh well, thank you. You know, I try sometimes.
Ollie in the chat room says best horns since Earth, Wind & Fire. I have to agree with you on that, Ollie.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's that's a huge compliment.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you,
nice
Ollie. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. Very nice. So I have some favorites on this CD. One of my absolute favorites is Roar, but I also like Date Night and My Love. My Love is with Julian Bond, and Date Night is with Steve Cole, and And the whole album, you know, is really, really good. I mean, you've done it again. This is your third release, and you've done it again.
Oh, wow. Thank you. You know, that always makes me, you know, feel good to hear, because you never really know how a record is going to be received. You know, you make your music for you. You know, if you like it, you expect for, you know, people to feel the same way you do about it. But that's not always the case. You never really know how people are going to take it. So you're really putting it out there hoping that people will like it. And so, you know, going into it, I knew it was a little edgier than, you know, music that people are used to hearing from me. And you know, but I was willing to take that risk. You know, I wanted to put it out because this is all a part of me, you know. There are so many different styles that, you know, I have in me, and I got to get the music out, you know. So if I feel it, I got to play it. And,
right.
You know, you'll never really get the same record from me twice. And I always want to release something that's different than what was previously released. So that was my goal with this record. And, you know, I'm glad that so far all the reviews have pretty much been very positive.
Good. All right, so Wanda is holding, and I don't want to keep you holding, Wanda, without asking you if you have a question for Nicholas.
I don't really have a question. I just want to applaud Nicholas. I have followed him since Journey of One, and you not only, whatever you touch, Brian Simpson, Willie Bradley, whoever you touch, it's more than gold to me. It's platinum. And that's when I hear the name Nicholas Cole, I don't have to, you know, say, well, let me sample each. I know the whole total album is going to be nice. And I'm like that with a lot of my jazz artists. If the name pops up, I just go buy it. And I'm old-fashioned like you, Nicholas. I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina, originally. And
I love
the physical CD because I can read and I can learn about other jazz artists as well. And I love how you add that sax from Steve Cole. I mean, that just, my ear, I was like, okay, I love Date Night.
I'm glad you like it. Thank you.
Well, actually, I love all three of your CDs. I love every last one.
Oh, wow. Oh, bless you. Thank you.
And I'm just looking forward to seeing you on November the 14th in Silver Spring, Maryland. I will be there.
Absolutely.
You and Lynn Roundtree, and I wish LeBron was going to be with you all.
Yeah. We wish LeBron was going to be there, too. He has another obligation, but, you know, we know if he didn't, he would be right there with us. But we're going to try our best to get you on your feet and dancing anyway.
Well, I just want to let you know, you all are doing a fantastic job. Yes, I have a great CD collection. You know, I'm always putting them on Facebook, and people tell me, you must have a serious CD collection. Yes, I do.
Well, look, keep it going, you know.
Yes. If there's an artist I like, I have every CD that they have, whether it's Richard Elliott, whether it's Tim Waters. It doesn't matter. If it's somebody I like, I'm going to break my neck, and I'm going to find every CD that they put out.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now,
yeah, that's passion, you know, and it takes a lot of passion to do that. So we definitely thank you for it.
Well,
here's the thing.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, here's the thing about Nicholas that I absolutely love. As I said earlier, we were first introduced to him when Journey of One came out, and he was only 16 on the cover. Mm-hmm. And when I accidentally came across that CD on CD Baby, and I said, let me check out this young man. And when I heard that CD, I could not believe it was coming from such a young person, a teenager. You know, it was very well produced. It was so good. It's just so good. And I was like, Mike, we have got to get this man on the show, this child. On the show, and then
and and it feels so long ago. Wow, that was 5 years.
And then Endless Possibilities came out, and we heard that you produced for Brian Simpson's Just What You Need. I could not wait for that CD to come out. Then I heard you wrote for Steve Cole's Pulse, and I'm like, he's like 18, 19 at this point. I'm like, such a God-given talent. No, you have such a God-given talent.
Oh, yes, all him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, all right.
Willie Bradley said he met you when you were like 17. He said,
yeah.
He said you were just phenomenal. As soon as he mentioned your name, I started clapping my hands. I said, yes. I said, that young man is awesome.
Yes,
oh,
is.
Thank you so much. Yeah, yeah. Me and Willie, we've done some great stuff together, and Willie's traveling all over. I think he's in Japan right now. So, you know, and he thanks me a lot, and I thank him for working with me. And you know, it's always a pleasure to work with different artists. You know, to get a break from myself and the music that I do for me. You know, I always love working with different artists, and I've always wanted to be a producer first. So it's a blessing to be able to, you know, work with even some of the guys that I've grown up listening to, like Steve and Brian Simpson and Ben Tanker. You know, I've worked with a lot of the people I grew up listening to already. So, you know, it's truly a blessing.
Yes, and for those seasoned artists to approach you and ask you to work on their project, that says a lot about them, and it says a lot about you and your talent as well, that they have confidence, you know, in you, that they trust you enough, a young man, they did trust you enough to work on their project. So that says a lot about you, Nicholas, a lot.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Wanda, you going to hold on?
Well, I'm going to hang up in case someone else wants to call in. But Nicholas, you keep doing what you're doing. You have a God-given talent. He blessed you with that talent. A lot of young people have talents, and they let it go to waste. But you are truly using yours.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you so much.
I see it. I hear it. And as soon as I hear your name, I already know. It's good. And when I saw it advertised that you and Lynn Roundtree was going to be in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
I've been going to shows all year. And when I saw that, I'm like, okay, let me look at my calendar because my calendar is clear for that date. I will be there.
Well, we think, you know what, it's for people just like you, it's for fans just like you that we – you know, go out there and sweat and, you know, and jump all over the stage just to make sure you guys leave with a good show and something that you can remember, you know, taking, you know, to have a memory, you know, to go along with the CDs. Because I hated performing when I started in 2010. I was petrified on the stage. Oh, yeah, I hated it. I was petrified on the stage. So now, you know, you guys really just going out there and seeing your faces and, you know, seeing you guys happy and really wanting to be there to enjoy the music.
Yes.
It's like one day I just got this feeling like, oh, man, I'm just about to have fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's truly just a great feeling.
And you know what really tops it off for me? When I go to a show, see my favorite jazz artist, and I have my CDs in my hand, and as soon as you put your pen on it, it makes my CD that much more valuable to me.
Oh, wow.
To know that the actual artist has signed my CD to me. You know, on Facebook, I go by Jazzy Lady because I just love jazz. It's in my blood. You know, I bleed jazz. I love it.
Me too.
I've been loving jazz since like the early 70s. So you can tell about how old I am. and it's in when I hear young artists like yourself and Vincent Mangala, I mean, you all are really, really impressing us, what I call us older folks. You are really impressing us with your music. It's like you're a seasoned artist like Richard Elliott and Tim Waters, and you all are just awesome to me.
Oh, thank you. Mm. Trying to keep it alive.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say good night, and I will see you on November the 14th.
All right. Looking forward to it. See you then.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for calling, Wanda, and thank you for holding.
Well, thanks. I'll talk with you later, Terry and Nicholas. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Nicholas, we're going to get into some music, and I'm going to start with my favorite, Roar. Tell me about this one.
So Roar, you know, during the time I made that, I think I may have gotten the idea while I was in Los Angeles, and I think we were riding out Sunset or something, me and Pops, and Michael Jackson's The Way You Make Me Feel comes on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I gotta, you know, I don't think I'm gonna do a cover of that song, but I want to make something that kind of gives you the same feeling while you're listening to it. So I said, I want like a lion roar to come in the beginning, and the 80s toms, and you know, the striking bass and the kick, and I just knew I wanted a song to just, as soon as it comes on, you know, it makes you ready for the hook. And so everything leading on up into that hook is like kind of just explosive, and, you know, the horns and everything. I just wanted a big, dramatic 80s style song. So that's how that came apart.
All right. This is called Roar on Nicholas Cole's new CD, Night Sessions. I love that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's one of my favorites too. I love War.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that is really nice. Nice, strong intro. Oh, very, very nice. Now, let's talk about Date Night and Steve Cole. Are you going to be working on with Steve on his next CD?
Yes. We're back and forth. I just talked to him the other day, actually. We're getting some music prepared right now. And, yeah, so some of that is a little well, I don't want to give it. Trust me, you're going to like it.
Oh, I know I will. I have no doubt about that.
Yeah. It's taking it back. If you love Stay a While and Between Us and NY to LA, you know, you'll dig what we're doing.
Okay. That is my favorite CD by Steve Cole, Stay a While. I love
Which
that
one?
CD.
Oh, yeah. So Stay a While. It's classic.
Yes. Yes, indeed. That's my absolute favorite. So I'm sure it was a no-brainer for him to work with you on this night sessions.
Well, I think by now, you know, me and Steve, you know, we kind of got that chemistry now when it comes to, mm-hmm. you know, the studio stuff, because this is like our fourth time working together now. We did Endless Possibilities. You know, he did Just One Night with me on that one. I did mm-hmm. Pulse on his, and we did, you know, Date Night, and now we're doing some stuff for his. So I think we're kind of really getting into that mode of really, you know, knowing each other's styles. And, of course, I knew his style before because I had always listened to him, you know. But I think he's really learned to know mine now. So, mm-hmm. I mean, the stuff we're making now is kind of very dope. So it's just mm-hmm. always okay. a blessing to work with Steve.
Okay. Now, I'm going to play Date Night next, but I also want to talk about the other artists that are featured on Night Sessions, Anthony yeah. Saunders and K-Top Matsuno and Julian Vaughn. Everybody knows Julian.
Oh, yeah.
The bassist, you know, the wonderful bassist. Anthony Saunders, I don't think I've heard of him before.
Anthony Saunders, he's from Kansas, too. Him and Julian, I think, grew up together. And okay. Anthony is a songwriter and producer in his own right. Anthony has worked with Justin Bieber, R&B singer Joe, Boyz II Men, quite a few people. Such an extraordinary songwriter, and as well as, you know, an extraordinary vocalist, is, you know, and he brought so much to the record with that R&B song, and I wanted to put that right in the middle. Because mm-hmm. it was just, you know, perfect to set the second half of the record up. But Anthony, man, God, the dude is amazing. He was on Julian's Breakthrough record.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember, but he did a song up there called Be My Girl.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's on Julian's new CD on a song called Ecstasy. And, yeah, so Anthony he's making his way around, you know, the jazz industry and, you know, getting on some great music out there. So be on the lookout for him. You know, he has some stuff coming out soon, and, you know, it's going to blow your mind.
All right. And Keita Matsuno, I think he plays with Paul Taylor, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Keita plays with a lot mm-hmm. of people. He plays with me when I do Catalina in California, the Catalina Jazz Fest. That's where I first met K-Ta. Somebody put a band together for me out there the first time I had to play at Catalina. I think it was a guy it was my boy KT Tyler, and he plays for quite a few people too on the jazz, you know, circuit. And he introduced me to K-Ta, and K-Ta just plays a mean acoustic guitar, and I just knew he would be perfect for it. And so I hit him up one day and asked him if he would be a part of this song, and he added such a awesome flavor to it. And I hit Matt Godina up to do the electric guitars on the record, because, you know, that's a blend you don't really hear much is rock guitar with acoustic guitar. So I wanted to mix the two together to see what kind of, you know, marriage that would be.
Okay. I wish I could ask somebody else this next question, because I would like to know what the other artists think of you, you know, as a young man producing and your style and your music. I mean, what are you hearing from other artists about your style and your music? What are they saying about you?
Oh, wow, man. I hate talking about myself.
I need to ask somebody else this.
Yeah, I hate talking about myself. I've heard things like, especially, you know, with the new CD that, you know, the music is fresh and it's just, neither what other artists have said. The music is fresh and, you know, some of the things up there haven't really been heard, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm just glad to be able to reach artists that get what I was trying to put out there. You know, I was trying to come with something fresh, and for artists to come to me and say, you know, you did it, that makes me feel really good, you know, because that's what I was trying to do, you know, just to bring something fresh. You know, I didn't get into it to you know, give the genre the same things that they've been having for 25 years in the styling of the genre. You know, that's why I released Marianne as a single. A little nervous to release that as a single, realizing that, you know, it's a little aggressive, but I was willing to take that risk to give the people something new, you know, because programmers don't always know what the people want. The people don't even always know what they want until they hear something new. You know, I didn't know I would like ice cream until I tried it. So, and that's for anybody trying something new. You know, you don't know if you like it until you try it. So, you know, when we offer them new music and new style, sometimes a lot of, you know, the programmers are scared to play it, not knowing if their audience will like it or not. But that's a risk that you got to plug in every once in a while. I could have picked any single that was, you know, because I do have some stuff that's, you know, straight down the middle, smooth jazz, but still with a little edge on it, you know, with the horns and all that. But if I would have picked any one of those as a first single, I would have, you know, been putting the same stuff out there that, you know, I mean, I'm not taking any risk doing that. And that's what I'm out to do, is to take some risk, you know.
And that's what we need. So, that's what the genre needs, the artists to take some risk and think outside of the box. Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely. All right. Well, I'm going to play Date Night next. This is featuring Steve Cole. Is there a story behind this?
You know what? Not other than, you know, I had a sweet date one night. I had a very cool date one night. It was very sweet, very lovely. And so I came home and I wrote a song about it. And I said, who better to put on such a sweet song, you know, like this, other than Steve Cole? You know, he's the perfect one for that, you know. So I hit Steve up, and he was like, man, send it to me, let's do it. So that's how Date Night came about.
All right, I am talking to keyboardist, producer extraordinaire Nicholas Cole about his new CD, Night Sessions. If you would like to call in with a question or a comment, the number is 646-716-5485. This is Date Night featuring Steve Cole. All right, there you go. Date Night featuring Steve Cole on Nicholas Cole's No Relation, new CD, Night Sessions. Okay, now, Nicholas, I have to ask you about this first time you playing for the first time and being petrified. Where was that at?
Oh, man, this was Seabreeze. This was Seabreeze 2011, maybe? It may have been 2011. And I don't know why I was so scared, because I was doing the gig with Marcus and Julian Vaughn. And, I mean, I was I was petrified, because that was a big crowd. It was like 7,000 people. And I had never played a crowd that big before. So going out there and having to hit that stage and seeing all eyes on you, you know, it's like, oh, my God. This is, like, really nerve-wracking right now, you know. But I had Marcus to my right and Julian to my left. So I was good, you know, and I still play with them, you know, periodically, you know, every once in a while. And, you know, those guys are still my brothers today. And, you know, we work on music all the time. But, I mean, I'm not as nervous. I'm not really nervous to do it anymore. I'll say I get, like, butterflies before going on stage now, and it's more of a exciting type of nervousness now, you know.
Yeah. The first time I saw you play was at Big Bear, and
yep,
I went specifically to that jazz festival to see you play. And I stayed that. I think you played on Saturday, and I left that Sunday. But I'm telling you, you killed that show. Killed it.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
You did a song.
That was a fun one.
Did you do Can You Stand the Rain?
I did Can You Stand the Rain.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wish you could put that on a CD so people can hear you play that song. I'm telling you, Nicholas Cole, he did damage to that song, Can You Stand the Rain. It was so good. So good. I mean, are you going to be playing it in Virginia?
You know what? I probably haven't done that song since that show, actually. No, matter of fact, I did it one time after Big Bear. I think I did it at Catalina that same year, later that year. And I think that was the last time I had done it. But you know what? I'm about to start adding it back into the show. And yeah, because that went over like every time I did it. So. Went over
yes,
well,
indeed.
So I think I got to add that one back in the show.
That was nice. That was so nice. When I got back to the girls, because it was me and Anisha and Anita and Tamara, when I got back to them, I said, that boy killed that song. Killed it. That was so good.
I'm glad you liked
so
it.
So good. Oh, definitely. Ollie says, when I heard Mary Ann, I had to go find somebody to tell them, hey, listen at this. It's nice to see a humble young brother. Stay humble, and thanks for the good music.
Oh, wow, yeah. You know, well, I realized that, you know, with the gift that I have, God could have, you know, given it to anybody and could still do it to this day, you know. So the minute guys start getting big-headed out there, you know, is when you start to see things crumble. And, you know, I can't stand arrogant people. You know, I don't care who they are. I don't care how big you are. I don't care how much of a celebrity you are. I don't even care how much I've looked up to you. You know, I don't like arrogant people. And I think that, you know, I just know where my blessings come from. And, you know, even with reaching back to, you know, musicians who are coming up, and I still consider myself as coming up, but guys who are coming up, you know, doing their first CDs and stuff, I always try to, you know, reach out and encourage and always, you know, put a smile on my face and be approachable, you know, because a lot of artists aren't approachable. You know, you feel like you can't walk up to them and try to hold a conversation. And I don't want to ever be that way. So, you know, that's a big part of, you know, my persona, you know.
When you said being approachable, I thought about Big Bear again and how every time you walked across or in front of us, we were yelling out your name. And, we were probably thinking, I wish they would shut up. We were so excited to see you. You know, really, we were very excited to see you. And so every time Nicholas would walk across the grass or whatever, we would just yell at his name, Nicholas, hi, Nicholas. And listen, there was this guy sitting behind us. His name is Chuck, and he lives here in Vegas, and we are friends with Chuck to this day. He was sitting behind us, and he kept looking at us, and he was saying, you guys know everybody. You know all of the artists because Elon Trotman came down and sat with us, and you guys just know everybody. And I'm going to stay right here next to you guys so I can hear the conversation because we were talking about we were talking about Elon, we were talking about everybody. And to this day, we are still friends with Chuck. He lives right here in Vegas, and I go to concerts with him here all the time. So I would definitely let him know that I talk to you for sure. Now, another song on Night Sessions that's different and that I like is Radiohead. And I'm going to play that next. Yeah. Tell me about this.
Oh, man, Radiohead. Radiohead was actually the second song I recorded for the record. And I did Radiohead kind of like immediately after releasing Endless Possibilities. Matter of fact, when I went to Dubai with my label, I had just finished recording Let's Take a Ride and Radiohead. Of course, they didn't sound like they do now because they weren't really finished productions, but, you know, they were finished enough to give, you know, Les and Jeff a listen while we were, you know, out of the country. And so I took the music over there with me so they could hear it, and they were like, yo, those songs are going on the record, you know, 2 years from now when it's time to release, like, don't throw those songs, like, don't give them to anybody, like, you keep those songs. Those songs are going on the record. So, I don't know, what was I thinking when I wrote that song? I know I was definitely listening to some Prince, and I've always been a Prince fan, and, you know, I wanted to just do something retro. Even a lot of the sounds I use, you know, drum programming, you know, they were sounds from like the 80s and 70s and stuff. So I wanted to just go back and make something retro and very fun, very funky. You know, I'm talking about Tower of Power type of horns and Bootsy Collins type of bass, you know, so I just wanted to take it back.
And how did you do the intro?
The intro? You talking about with the footsteps and radio and all that?
Yeah. With the radio.
The radio, those were samples.
Okay.
Those were samples. So I found, I got some samples to make that effect. And the reason why I called the song Radiohead, and, you know, growing up, I listened to a lot of radio. And, you know, while my dad was, riding me around, you know, taking me to get a haircut or whatever, you know, a lot of the things we were listening to on the radio were like Bootsy Collins and Prince and Earth, Wind & Fire, you know, a lot of funk, the Commodores, Ohio Players, stuff like that. And I wanted to make a song reminiscent of that time. And a nickname of mine growing up was Radiohead because I, you know, listened to a lot of stuff on the radio and I duplicated, you know, a lot of the things I heard on the radio. So I was like, I'm going to call this song Radiohead.
All right, Here you go, Radiohead.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Radiohead, that is from Nicholas' new CD, Night Sessions. You can find this on Amazon.com. Definitely pick that up. Visit his website, NicholasColeJazz.com, and you can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at NickCole88. All right, Nicholas, is Mr. Cole around?
He is. He's right here.
Hello, Terry. How are you?
Mr. Cole, how are you doing?
Good. I'm good. It's good to hear from you.
You too. Mr. Cole, I just wanted to commend you for staying out of the Facebook news.
Well, with me there.
When Nicholas posted the picture of the milk in the cabinet.
Oh, gosh. No, don't kill me.
I told Nicholas to just keep living. I said, keep living, Nicholas. Then we posted a picture about you trying to use your touch screen on your flip phone. I said, Nicholas, keep alone. Leave him alone.
Man, nope. Look, I need some help over here, Terry. Any word you can put in for me will be good and much appreciated.
But then,
I tell him if he stops giving me reasons to put stuff on Facebook, I'll stop doing it. But I mean, I just can't resist. You know, he ran out of gas, and I had to go take him gas and all this stuff.
That did it. When he posted that picture of you filling up your car with gas, I was like, Mr. Cole, you have to work with me here. I'm trying to support you. I'm trying to help you out here, but you got to work with me.
Look, you don't. You wouldn't be in need of adopting a son, would you? Let him post some stuff about you on Facebook.
Look, the milk in the cabinet. That was too funny. That was too funny.
You know what? I don't know where my brain was that night. I really don't. I think I was half asleep. Gosh, that's the joy of getting old, I guess.
Oh, my gosh, that was hilarious. But you have not been in the Facebook news lately, so I just wanted to commend you for that. And
not lately. He hasn't given me any reason to post about him lately. I'm sure it'll be something soon.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure.
I'm trying to stay out of the news as much as I can.
Yeah, yeah, stay out of this Facebook news, please, please.
Well,
it was good talking to you.
Great talking to you too. Looking forward to seeing you again soon. I think the last time we met up with each other was at Big Bear.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yes, indeed.
Yes. Well, I just had to. I just wanted you to come on so I can tease you about the Facebook news stuff.
I want you to get back to the real reason you call, and that's the music.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Cole.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. All right,
absolutely.
You too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too funny. I swear, the milk in the cabinet thing, I was dying. I was dying.
Oh,
about
man,
that.
Yeah, he didn't think I was going to post it. He was like, I dare you. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to post it. It's definitely going up there.
All right, Nicholas. Wanda talked about you being in Springfield, Virginia, coming up. And when is that going to be again?
You know what? I'm the worst with dates. I want to say that's November 14th.
And yes, it is. And I said Springfield is actually Silver Spring, Maryland,
Silver Spring.
Where you and Lynn Roundtree will be performing at the Tavern at Fire Station 1. And this is a Talking Smooth Jazz in association with L Tree Entertainment Presents event. So we're happy to have you guys there. I wish I could be there, but I just left for the Julian Vaughn and David T. Stevens show. So, but this is going to be a nice show. So I hope that you guys have a great time while you're there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're going to have a ball.
All right. All right. So definitely check out the website, NicholasColeJazz.com, for all of his other upcoming performances. And
I just want to let you know, the website is not really updated right now, and it's under construction. So, expect to see a new website probably by the end of the week, early next week.
Okay, I was wondering. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, good. I'm glad to hear that. All righty then. So, I have another call here, same area code.
Okay.
Let me get to that. Area code 919, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
That's my hometown. Somebody from the borough.
Yeah, definitely.
Goldsboro showing
all
love.
Right, well,
shout out to Goldsboro.
Yeah, there you go, Goldsboro. There you go. Well, Nicholas, you have done it again. This is an outstanding CD. As I posted on Facebook, people do not want to sleep on this one. Definitely pick it up. You heard a little snippet, a little sneak preview of some of the songs on here. So definitely check this out and pick this one up. You will not be disappointed. Not at all. Thank you again, Mr. Cole.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. I enjoy having you on all the time. You're so grown and got the beard and the mustache going on. Look at you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, such a nice young man and talented. And I just love you. I love you, Nicholas. I love you to death. And I hope that you are back on the West Coast sometime soon so I can come and check you out again.
Yeah, very soon. Sacramento in October. So that's coming up very soon.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, thank you again for another opportunity to speak with you. It's been so much fun.
Absolutely. Thank you for always, you know, showing your support. And thank you for having me on the show again.
Always. And say goodnight to Mr. Cole for me.
I sure will.
All right, Nicholas, you have a good evening.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right. Keyboardist and producer extraordinaire Nicholas Cole. His new CD is Night Sessions. Again, pick it up on Amazon.com. Follow him on Facebook, and he's also on Twitter and Instagram at NickCole88. Ollie, thanks for hanging out in the chat room. I appreciate it as always. Thank you. I'm going to close the show with another song from this release, and this is called Let's Take a Ride. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with me, your host, the Jazz Queen, and I look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.